Hey, we're back, Rocker.
Hi, Jack.
Hello there, bud. Hey, we're back on Inside here this gorgeous Wednesday night. Before we get started, I would be remiss if I didn't share some condolences to the Stallman and Collins family.
Yeah,
you know, we lost a couple of really good people in town, and your heart just breaks for both of those new families, and we wish them much healing, much support, and
peace.
Couple
both of them are younger than me.
Yeah,
younger than I am.
Yeah,
so I don't like that.
I know it. And we welcome into studio Miss Karen Homan from the Do Good Restaurant. Is that the official name of it?
Yes, the Do Good Restaurant and Ministry in Osgoode, Ohio.
Okay, and where are you from, Karen?
I was originally from Osgoode, got married at 20, and we'll be married 36 years in April, and we've spent all that time in the Casella area.
Okay, cool. So, for those of you that don't know, Karen opened the Do Good Restaurant how long ago?
We opened December 9th, so we've been open just a little bit more than 8 weeks.
Oh, my goodness. And it's made quite a name for itself. First, a little bit of background. So, you got married at 20.
I did.
And you started your career, I'm assuming, since your restaurant is doing so well that you must be in the restaurant business for years and years.
And that would be absolutely false.
Okay.
I have zero experience.
It's been weeks and weeks.
Weeks and weeks.
No, we got married at 20, and I worked at the hospital in Coldwater for several years. I worked for some dentist, general manager, and we have four children. We have 13 grandchildren. I haven't worked in a long time. Had some health issues. And married a farmer, dairy farm. You know, he farms. We do crops, that type of thing. And I have zero experience in that endeavor.
So, your husband's name is Jay, and he is with us. Hello, Jay.
Say hi, Jay.
Hello.
And
hey, you got him to talk. He said he wasn't going to talk.
That's right. Got him. So, you were not working, mm-hmm. and you had a premonition, a dream, an experience of some sort that said, open this restaurant.
Many people ask. I was just working in my kitchen one day. I think I was baking pies, to be honest, and a voice spoke out loud to me audibly. I didn't just imagine it or place it on my heart. This voice spoke out loud and said, I was to open a restaurant and it would serve as a ministry. He said, there are many good people, but they're not coming to my churches. He said, their lives are busy and they'll go out to eat. And I would show you things to do to draw them back to me. And that scared me to death. And I just looked around and I said, I would never do that, whoever or whatever you are. I would never do that. And then, so I just kept myself busy for several weeks so that I couldn't hear that anymore. And after, a couple weeks of that, no matter how busy I was during the day, eventually I would have to go to bed. It's 11:30, it's 12, it didn't matter the time, and the voice would be back. And so I got up one night about 2 in the morning, and I just went in our master bathroom, and I kind of sat on the floor, and I took a tablet and an ink pen, and it was 2 in the morning, and I said, what do you want? Like, what do you want? And he said then I would open a restaurant. I would call it the Do Good. I was to buy the old Silver Spur in Osgoode, just eat all these things. And like when he's like, oh, these people will help you. And he's giving me names. I was like, I don't know that person. They would help you. And that went on from 2 to 4 in the morning. And then at 4, it just became peaceful, and he was quiet. And I didn't say I would do it, but I said I would think about it. And so that's kind of how it started.
Wow. So I tell you what, we're going to take a real quick break, and we're going to come back and ask you how you approached your husband with this, and how Jay may have responded. So we'll be back right after this.
Hey,
this is Stacy with Brick Street Tavern. We have added a couple new items to our menu. Spicy pickle fries, pizza bites, cauliflower pizza, and cheese curds. Stop up and try our new items or give us a call to get them to go.
At Cooper Farms, we know we would not be where we are today without the hard work and dedication from our team members for the last 80 years. That's why we partnered with Activate Healthcare and made their health and well-being our top priority. All team members enrolled in the Cooper Farms Health Insurance Plan have access to our three Activate Health Center locations. There are no co-pays, free lab work, and many prescriptions are free. To take advantage of this, as well as other great benefits, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Lee Carver, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Lee Carver offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Lee Carver today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
Jacket Bonanza raffle tickets for the 2020 Win on a Wabash Super Raffle are on sale now at only $50 each. Each ticket gets you a chance to win a 2020 Dodge Challenger Hemi or one of 105 other cash prizes, including a grand prize of $75,000 cash. Each ticket also gets you one entry wristband into the event of the year, the WOW Raffle, to be held on August 28th and 29th at Ambassador Park in Fort Recovery. A full list of details on the event and raffle, as well as a list of businesses selling Blue Jacket raffle tickets, can be found on our website, wowraffle.com. Raffle tickets can also be purchased directly through our website. Only 4,000 tickets are being sold for the Blue Jacket Bonanza Raffle, and with a limited number of those tickets remaining, be sure to get yours before they're gone.
We're back. Insight. Jack Stogler. I'm with Karen Holman from the Do Good Restaurant. And Karen, you just shared that you had a conversation with the boys while sitting on your bathroom floor.
I did.
And fortunately, you took notes. And probably that next day or soon after, you about had to let your husband in on it.
I did eventually. Yeah. At first, I thought, I'm not telling anybody. I'm probably losing my mind. Do I have a brain tumor? You're not supposed to hear voices. I mean, I knew that much, but it would be so persistent. And finally, I told my husband about it, and he was really quite wonderful. He said, well, I believe you. He said, I always thought you're kind of holy. And anyway, but he said, just don't say that I have to do anything for it, but I would support you. I do believe you. And so that was his first response. And then as things would go along and small miracles or signs would happen, one time the Holy Spirit said I was to just go speak to this person. They would help me. And I told Jay about it, and I said, we don't know this person at all. And I would literally do a Google white pages search, put the name in, and well, there's an address. And I would say, just put my Maps app and drive there. And the Holy Spirit would say, yes, go, they will help you. So I went to do this one day, and when I got home, Jay said, how did that go? I said, well, they want to help. They were going to give a large sum of money. I said, like the gentleman started to cry. Like he knew he was supposed to do something for food, God, and Holy Spirit. And Jay just looked at me and he said, it's really God, isn't it? And I said, yeah, it is. And then he said, I kind of thought if you talked to people that you knew, maybe you would convince them. He said, but we don't know this person at all. And that was one of the first times for him that it was something he could see.
Yeah.
And so he really has been very wonderful. I just really can't say enough. It's one thing for me to believe it. I'm hearing this voice. He's just taking my word for it. So we got to give him a lot of credit, too.
Yeah. You know, I get upset with my wife when she wants to move the couch, you know?
There you go.
So I can imagine when you're taking on a calling like this. And it is interesting because the way that you described it, it isn't as much of a restaurant as it is a ministry to you know, some extent.
Everything we do there, all the food we sell, we take all that money, all those profits, and we were to provide free ministries. I didn't know what else to call them other than ministries. He said these would be the things that would draw people back to him. You know, so we have a baby blanket and bonnet ministry. We hand make these blankets and bonnets, and it says a Christ-covered child on that. And it's about 2,000 births per year in our area, and it's the Mercer Dark, Shelby, and Auglaize. We work with Sydney Hospital, Wayne Hospital in Greenville, Coldwater Hospital, and then St. Mary's Hospital. And between the four, we would give out about 4,000 of those items. It has a Christ-covered logo on it. God said to tell the people, the parents, that they need to cover their children from head to toe in Christ. In our current world, what they see on TV and on the internet and the smartphones is just so much more than anything our children would have seen. And so it would be very important to warn them of that and to give them the full armor of Christ scripture. So we pay for that. We have an honor meal once a month. This month we just had Rustic Hope in. They do support for young mothers for alternatives to abortion. And we give them all a free meal. And we thank them for helping their fellow man, doing kind and charitable acts. And then maybe we draw attention on our Facebook pages to a need they might have. There are free Bible studies. I think we have over 100 people enrolled in some Bible studies right now. We do free tutoring. We are tutoring close to 30 students in our general area. We just find a time and a tutor that meets the needs of the child, and then there's no charge, of course. You know, that can be an expense for some parents. And then
You do that there at?
We do. And sometimes, I know there was one student from out in between St. Mary's, and the tutor was actually from New Bremen. So it made sense for them to meet maybe at a library or something in between the two. But we supply whatever supplies or anything they would need. And then there's free exercise classes that we offer Monday evenings, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings, and that's just free for whoever wants to partake. And there's a small health care clinic that should open in about 4 to 6 weeks. And then Tuesday and Thursday evenings, 6 to 9, and Saturday mornings, 9 to noon, there's just free health care. You know, some people are on a very fixed income, or they have the insurance, and that deductible is so high, and it can be a hardship. Maybe I won't have those chest pain, or I'm sure it's indigestion. They don't receive the treatment they need. They can just walk in. We have two different doctors, four nurse practitioners, maybe 25, 30 nurses that will staff it. They're donating their time. And the best part is, you know, I say, let's pray to Jesus, that divine physician. We can always invoke God's name, and then we just can help them. And so we take the funds that we make at the restaurant, and it provides for those type of things.
Wow. So, I was out there a couple Fridays ago, mm-hmm. and it is gorgeous.
Oh, you know. Well, thank you.
So, tell a little bit about the creation, the design.
Okay.
How'd that happen?
Well, he would show me certain things, the upper room, different things I knew what it was to look like. The inside colors, he said, would reflect the colors of his creation. But so much credit goes to Garman and Miller, the architects we had, and specifically to Cindy Potcutter. She just did a tremendous job of choosing a lot of these finishes. And then also to Matt Quinter at Bomber Construction. They had a lot of input. But the truth is, sometimes the spirit would guide it. They might show me, initially there was some black trim and whatnot, and we would look at it and I would pray, and then the spirit at that point just said, but I am of the light, there was to be no darkness. So that's all, you know, I would guide that a little bit, but then they would come and they chose things. It's very peaceful there, it's very serene. It really is quite beautiful. So, you know, great job to those guys.
Yeah. And I noticed, so there's there's like the, you know, downstairs, which is, you know, somewhat your typical restaurant seating.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the upstairs loft, I guess you might say.
I always just call it the upper room. It was to reflect the upper room of his Last Supper.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's more like a, you know, meeting. The way that the tables are set up, it's it's you can kind of set up in like a family style.
Family style. During the weekends and some evenings, we have enough staff. I mean, people eat up there all the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, they just eat up there. There's a beautiful picture or a painted mural of the Last Supper. Takes up one whole wall, and it really is beautiful. There's some wooded coffer ceilings. There's a large live edge table that is very reflective of something maybe Christ would have sat at. And that was actually made, a little God wink, in Osgood, Indiana, which just made me smile. So, but yeah.
I didn't know there was an Osgood, Indiana.
I didn't either until they made that for me.
Any idea where that is?
Trevisite, Osgood, or Versailles, Indiana.
I don't know where it's located.
I have heard of Versailles, Indiana.
Yeah, Trevisite.
I'm trying to think.
That's awesome.
Yeah, something Timbers was the name of the company they made it, that made it for us. And they're a small startup Christian company. They just did a beautiful job. I wish I could remember the whole name. I so apologize to them. Something Timbers.
If they come in and ask, you'll have it somewhere where you can just pull it out and hand it to them. Yes.
Yes.
Until they've seen it, they probably wouldn't be, once they see it, they're going to say, where did you get that?
Yeah. And it's a beautiful piece of work. Woodworking really is.
Yeah. And you talked about the mural of the Last Supper.
Mm-hmm.
Who painted that?
Her professional name is Sarah Marie, C-E-R-A, the Marie. Her given name is Sarah Hess Walker. She was from the Maria Stein area. She's a commercial artist. She's been up in Columbus, I would say, a good 10, 12 years. Anyway, in the beginning, like, I always knew that there was to be a mural painted. He had showed me that. And he gave me the name and said I would ask this girl and she would paint it. She would paint it for free as a way to say thank you for her God-given talent. Because I could study my whole life and I couldn't do what she did.
Yeah.
So I put that off a little bit, but I contacted her quite a while back. And so when she was out, she has her parents still live out here. We talked for a while and I was telling her what I thought the Holy Spirit was telling me to do. I gave her a few examples of the signs or the small miracles. And she said, oh, I would love to do it. I said, well, you know, thank you. I said, but I won't have a lot of money. I didn't know how to say gosh. And just like that, she said, oh, I don't want paid. I would just donate it. And I know she would get, I don't know, $20,000 to $30,000 for that, where, you know what, as she normally would charge. So she did an absolutely beautiful job. And her younger sister, Allison, assisted her.
I'm trying to put a timeline on. So from the time that you had this discussion with the divine, until like December 8th or 9th when you opened up, are we talking about a couple of years past?
Yeah, it'll be 3 years Lenten season. So it started in February of 2017. Probably took me till almost Holy Week of that year in spring to even get the courage to do anything at all. It was so frightening. And I talked to people for a long time and we thought maybe we could start doing it. God was providing. And then we just, the permits to come through and we were putting in a basement. So we didn't think we could start construction until the spring, weather-wise.
Would be the spring of 18.
Correct. And so then we started October? I think we started the actual construction in October of 18. In that, because we had to take the original building down, there was different prep work there. And then we finished it November of 2019. And then we opened December.
Can you give a shout out to Dean?
Who?
His my brother-in-law, Dean Holman, did a lot of back work for us and all kind of things. So thank you, Dean.
Yeah. Well, and again, I'm not looking at you to name all the names, but it is apparent that a place like that took a lot of money.
Okay? Oh gosh, yes.
So like, are you talking like 300 or 400 families, are you talking?
No, more individuals. Quite often, the Holy Spirit would say, I would ask this person, I was to go to their house, ask them for help. And I would be like, I would never do that. I'm not doing that. And then he explained to me there were several reasons that I would. One was that if many people helped, it would belong to everybody. It wasn't to be just mine. And the other reason, he said, was that I could be prideful and it would humble me, and that we could only serve him if we walked in true humility. I have had people, I mean, a lot of people have mailed in donations, and maybe it's, you know, one person, I always assumed it was an elderly gentleman. The handwriting was real shaky, and he included a $10 bill, and that just touched my heart. And I've had a donation from a single person of over $300,000. It seems like where he sends me, it's always just correct.
Yeah.
And it's never an easy thing to ask anybody, but evidently he softens hearts or does what he does. We knew the building, in the end, the project would be over $1.6 million, which was a horrifying thing to think of. So I finally told the Holy Spirit that I would do this if he would send the money. And he said I was to trust him, and he would send the money as I needed it. And I said, no, I think you should just send me the money. And there was a whole series of events that happened, but in the end, I did it his way. You know, we must trust. We must let him lead things.
Well, I can tell you that we do a Christmas show that raises some money to help families around here. And we're mm-hmm. This past year, we were able to raise over $60,000, which is great.
Yes.
But what we found in that is that there are people looking for an avenue to give.
There really is.
Our first show 4 years ago, we were 20 minutes into it with a couple of $1,000 in the building and still hadn't decided what we were going to do with it, because we thought we were going to get $1,000 and give it to the Ministerial Association Food Bank, and ended up with $17,000 the first year, and it helped four families that had
in need.
Yeah. And people came in throwing money, and
it's true.
Are looking for a way to help other people without having to spend 3 days on the computer trying to figure out who they're going to help, and then they're still going to miss somebody because everybody that needs help isn't on the computer.
And the truth is, we live in a very generous area, a lot of kind and giving people. And also, there are a lot of people that probably have means available to them.
Yes.
But these people live quietly. Mm-hmm. They're not ostentatious. They don't brag about their money. They just quietly give. Mm-hmm. I know to give locally is appealing to many people. There's no overhead.
Yes.
It goes directly to someone you know. You know, that's a wonderful thing.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and talk about, you know, because it's, you know, one thing to open up a menu. I mean, to you open up a new restaurant, but then to do it in a way to where the menu is attractive and the food mm-hmm. keeps them coming back is a totally different thing. So we're going to come back and talk about that right after this.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Boers Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boers, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boers Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boers Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Mary Colleen's at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274. The Fort Recovery Academic Booster Club is having a pork chop dinner on Thursday, March 12th. It's carry out only from 4 to 6, and they'll be available for pickup at the elementary preschool entrance. These 10-ounce grilled pork chop dinners will be prepared by Two Willies Barbecue using their international award-winning Iowa State Fair recipe. And the dinner includes a pork chop, jumbo baked potato with butter and sour cream, applesauce, and a roll. The tickets are only $8 each and must be purchased by Wednesday, March 4th from any high school SADD member, and they are also available at the high school and middle school offices or by calling Kathy Toby at 375-4227 or Kathy Etzler at 852-2572. The Academic Boosters is the group that recognizes students for their academic achievements during our home basketball games. Get your Academic Booster dinner tickets before March 4th for the 10-ounce grilled pork chop dinner at the school offices or from any SAD member. Then just head out to the elementary school and drive by the preschool entrance on the west side and pick up your dinners on Thursday, March 12th between 4 and 6. And be sure to get a couple of extra tickets and get some dinners to put in your refrigerator for a quick meal later on. Just be sure to get your smoked pork chop dinner tickets before March 4th. The Fort Recovery Community Club's annual fish fries coming up this Saturday, February 22nd from 3 to 7:30. Please note the early start time of 3 o'clock for our basketball fans so they can get to the girls' sectional final basketball game in Lima. Stop out at the Progressive Sportsman's Club on St. Peter Road for their famous fish with all the fixings, coleslaw, baked beans, and more. There'll be hot dogs for the kids if they don't want fish. It's only $8 for all you care to eat, and carryouts will be available, and it's only $5 for kids 10 and under. It's an annual wintertime treat. The Community Club's annual all-you-can-eat fish fry at the Progressive Sportsman's Club on Saturday, February 22nd from 3 to 7:30.
We're back. Insight. Jack Stogler, Miss Karen Holman from the Do Good Restaurant in Osgood. So we have talked about the discussion that you had and trying to break the news to your husband, and then the actual design of it. But then came the, you know, restaurant part where it was time to create a menu and to find somebody to bring that menu to life. So how did you find that person, and who is that the person?
So my head chef is Alicia Vanderpool, and she is from the St. Mary's area. I met her through a Holy Spirit experience, a lady, and she said, I think I know someone who would be a good fit for you. She loves God a lot. So I met with Alicia about a year and a half ago, and we talked for quite a while, I would say at least a couple hours. And I explained to her everything I thought the Lord was saying. And I asked her if she thought she would like to be involved in any way. She said, let me pray about it, and I'll pray to the Holy Spirit, and I'll get back with you. So a week went by, and she prayed, and I prayed, and thought the Holy Spirit said she will be your chef. I said, wonderful. And so she contacted me, and she said, I'd love to help you. I think it's a wonderful idea. It seems so godly. She said, but I don't think I should work there. I said, oh, okay. And she said, I could help you design a kitchen, make a menu, all those type of things. So we would get together about once, every month or so, and she would give me ideas. And then as time went along, I would ask her, think you'd like to be my chef? And she said, nope, I wouldn't work there, no. Okay, Lord, I need a chef. She's your chef. So finally, as we started our permits that were being filed in the spring as we were going to build, I would get questions from my contractor that he needed filled out for the plumbing inspector specifically. When you build a restaurant, evidently, one of the first things your plumbing inspector needs to know is what type of food is on your menu. This will dictate the different temperatures of the cleaning things you have to use, the type of plumbing you would need. So I was getting pretty frustrated, and I was like, I don't know these answers, Lord. And anytime I would say, I don't know how to do that, I don't know how to run a restaurant, the Holy Spirit would say, I'll give you people to help. And I said, Lord, I need a chef. And you keep saying she's my chef. I said, but she doesn't know it. I said, so I'm trying to do what you want. And he says, obedience is so very important. And I don't want to be disobedient. I said, but I don't know what else to do. So if you don't tell her pretty soon, I'm going to put an ad in the paper next week because I have to have a chef. And a few days later, she sent me an email. She said, I was just thinking of a few more dishes that I thought might be really successful in your restaurant. I wanted to share that with you. And then she just said, ... I believe I'm to be your chef. The Holy Spirit said I should be your chef now. And so she was my chef, and she's helped the whole way through. She has a wonderful background. She went to culinary school. She makes delicious food. She's smart with that. We are smart with the purchasing, that all the ingredients can be used maybe two or three ways, so you're not wasteful and throwing things away. So she's been a tremendous blessing, and so she's helped do a lot of that.
So and when I like go to most restaurants, I tend to look and see what kind of steak they have.
Mm-hmm.
and I don't do a lot of perusing it. Okay, so can you go over like some of your main menu items that you feature?
Yeah, we have a couple nice steaks. We have a ribeye. We have a filet mignon. They're both very delicious. We get most of our meats directly from Winter Meats, which is right in town. And
it's not very far.
Not very far. And they have been so generous also. They sell us the meat at cost so that there can be more profit for the ministries. Tunti Livestock is also donating different hogs at different times. So once again, a huge blessing. So those items are wonderful. We have a prodigal burger and a do-good burger, a little twist on the cheeseburger and hamburger. We go through about 350 of those a week. Big sellers are our Jonah, which is our fish sandwich, and our Fishers of Men, which is a white fish. We have a real delicious smoked salmon salad for those who want to be just maybe a little more health conscious. Just really delicious tasting. We have a lot of homemade pies and desserts. They're made, or not homemade, I guess, handmade there. We're not in the house anymore. We make soups from scratch. Just a really nice menu.
Yeah. And I think, you know, from what I saw, it's very, when like you compare it to other restaurants, it's very, very, I don't want to say cheap, but it's very competitively priced.
It's reasonable. You know, we wanted that everybody could feel they could come, that it wasn't too expensive, that you couldn't just come, stop in, bring your family, enough that we still have a profit, but that all could partake of it. So a family place, really.
Yeah. So, so when I was there, there's probably, at least from what I saw, 7 or 8 people working. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So are they donating their time, or?
About 70% of our staff are volunteers, and probably 30% are paid staff. For the waitresses and the people that work in the kitchen, we pay $10 an hour. It's a fair wage, which allows us to keep the tips. That way the tip can be the property of the establishment, because I knew we were to have a thing called the tip of the month, and the only way to legally do that was for us to make that wage increase. Otherwise, those monies would belong to the waitresses.
Right.
And so, and then obviously those that volunteer, that doesn't come into play.
So, like, how do you find these volunteers?
Well, I did talks last spring and summer, and we would hand out forms if you wanted to volunteer, and people continue to contact us. They continue to come in. Maybe they eat, and they're like, well, I'd love to volunteer here. And then we just keep adding them, which is just really wonderful. And they all come with this heart that loves God so much. No one is driven by that almighty dollar. The whole purpose is to share Christ's love, you know, with everyone there, not just those who walk in the door, but with your coworker, your co-volunteer. We start all the shifts in prayer. We try to do all that we do for the glory of God. So it's just a really wonderful atmosphere to be in. And so that's kind of how that works.
That's incredible. So you talked about the
tip of the month?
Yes. Okay. So where did that idea come from?
That idea would be directly from the Holy Spirit. He said I would take all the tips and we would give it to a family in need. The reason we would do that, he said, many people don't want to give to charity anymore. They'll say, I pay my taxes. If I just get a job. He said, but that's not true. Many people truly need our help, and we are to help our fellow brothers and sisters with their material needs. He said, so most people will leave a tip. It's so customary. But then they would say, well, I kind of feel good about that. That was helping Mrs. Jones. Her husband has cancer. And he said they would stop to think, like, why do I feel good? Because God made you to do good and kind acts. And he said, that is the reason I would do it. And so he would give me a name, say that's who we're supposed to help. So after the first tip of the month, which was December, and we were able to give Andy Monin from the Rushi area, who was a terrible burn victim, a check for over $18,000.
Wow.
Well, tons of people then contacted us. How do we get on that list? Can we be your tip of the month? And so I very diligently write down each name and all the circumstances they give me. And then every day I look at that, excuse me, and I pray and I say, Lord, who are we supposed to help? And then eventually he will direct me to who it is. This last time, for instance, Samantha Heikamp here from Fort Recovery, mm-hmm. I was praying. I started off with at least 12 people. Excuse me.
Yeah.
And so I would pray. And then he might say no to whatever name I was looking at. So towards the end, I had two boys on this list. And Samantha, Sammy, I believe she goes by. And I was at Mass, and I was praying. I was like, Lord, I have to have that pretty soon. Within a week, it's March. And so I'm praying and praying. And then all of a sudden, the Spirit just said, near the consecration in the Mass, he said, you are to help her. And so the other two were boys. So I knew then that's who it would be. Yeah. Sometimes when I'm looking at it, he might say, the time is not now. So then I know we come back to that person. But that's just how it's directed. I would never want to choose because they're also very deserving.
Oh, I know.
It just tugs at your heartstrings. So, but that's how that is handled. And then in January, we were able to give a check for over $35,000. And I know that we have a wonderful amount for the high camps coming.
Fantastic. Well, I tell you what, we're going to take another quick break. And we're going to come back and talk about the Do Good logo. I think it's more than just fish.
I think you're right.
Okay, we'll be back right after this.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. In February, everyone's thoughts turn to Valentine's Day and those we love. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'd like to think of the people you love all month long and remember the importance of protecting the people you love from the risks they face. Join us inside the fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance and Ohio Mutual Insurance Group protect your home, auto, farm, business, and more. We'd love to help you where we have something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4888.
Here are some of the great specials Wayne Street Market has for you through Thursday, February 20th. They have some great specials on steaks. Ribeyes are $7.99 a pound, and New York strips are just $6.99 a pound. In the deli, they have Eckrich Virginia brand ham for $5.99 a pound, and Colby or Colby Jack cheese for $5.49 a pound. And don't forget that they're serving great lunches, including Tenderloin Tuesdays, with their giant sandwich for $4.50 and the meal with two sides for just $1.50 more. And on Meatloaf Mondays, you can get their delicious freshly made meatloaf dinner with two sides for only $6. And with Ash Wednesday and Lent coming up, don't forget about their butterfly shrimp dinners and their freshly made fish in dinners or by the pound. Be sure to call ahead for larger orders to avoid the wait. Stop into Wayne Street Market this week, grab a cart, and fill it up with specials up and down the aisles. Great prices, great selection, great quality. Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that gives you more. The Fort Recovery Chamber of Commerce is proud to announce the recipients for their 40th Annual Citizen of the Year and Hall of Fame Awards Banquet to be held on Sunday, March 8th at 6 p.m. Here are the recipients. Citizen of the Year, Greg Lefevre. Hall of Fame, Joe Fowler. Fort Recovery Business of the Year, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Outstanding Community Service Award, the win on the Wabash WOW Committee. Beautification Awards, Ryan and Lori Tin for Most Improved Residential Property, Steve and Susie McCain for Most Improved Dwelling, and Chad and Ann Guggenbiller for Most Improved Commercial Building. Chamber of Commerce Scholarship, Allie Kaiser, daughter of Eric and Amy Kaiser. These 2019 award winners and nominees will be honored at the annual awards banquet sponsored by the Second National Bank at 6 o'clock on Sunday, March 8th at the middle school auditoria. The public is invited to attend, and tickets are available at any of the local banks and at Fort Recovery Insurance.
Ain't talking yet, Neil.
Yes, you are.
Oh, okay.
You are now.
We're back. Insight. Jack Stogler. Rocker's here yet.
Somewhere.
And I'm with Karen Holman and Jay from the Do Good Restaurant. And, you know, I've learned a lot in the last 40 minutes. And it's an amazing story. It's you know, one of those Lifetime TV movie type things that you hear about, kind of, you know. The Do Good logo.
Mm-hmm.
Did you design that yourself?
Well, with a lot of his help. I knew it was the Ichthus fish. The words were Do Good. It didn't take very long. We kind of put it together, and he would explain what each part of it would mean. He said the Ichthus fish, which is the fish symbol,
yep,
would be the sign of early Christians, and all people would recognize that. He said the two nails that come down through the fish and separate the words do and good were the two nails from his cross, two of the nails from his cross, and that was the ultimate act of good. Then the words do and good are what he would want of all his people, and they are in red for his most precious blood that was shed for our salvation. And then the gold behind it was for his royalty, for he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And he said that I would use that logo only for good, that I was to have it registered and trademarked. And I said, well, what else would it be used for? And he just said, for one day there will be many of these across your nation. I don't know if that's in my lifetime. I don't know.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing I did was kind of sketch that out, and then we submitted it for a trademark.
Cool. And so you talked about the many people that you've had donate. So if I'm out there and, you know, let's say that I've got a high school church group that is interested in some sort of a, you know, project to, you know, volunteer, or I want to volunteer my own time.
Sure.
How do I go about doing that?
So you can Facebook message us. You can just call the restaurant. You can stop in. We have volunteer forms always available there. You just fill that out. And there's a long list on the back, different ways you want to help. And then there's the days and the times, and then how many hours a week or every 2 weeks or once a month would you like to help? And we just try to put that all together like a puzzle so that it's something that's not inconvenient. It's something that you would enjoy doing, and it's something that works into your schedule.
Yeah. You know, you talked about the hours and the days. So let's talk about the hours and days that the Do Good is open.
So we are open Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. each morning. And we are open till 9 p.m. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And we're open till midnight Friday and Saturday. We are closed Sunday. That is the Lord's Day.
Yeah.
But that's when everybody wants to go out to eat after church.
Isn't that the truth? And my one son, he's so cute. He said, Mom, I like to go out to eat on Sundays. I said, well, we're not open that day. He said, why not? And I said, well, the Holy Spirit said that was God's day. He said, we're not to work that day. Well, Mom, you're not working. Lots of volunteers. I said, well, I thought of that. I said, but the truth is, if I would just say, well, we're going to work anyway, by example, we're volunteering, I said, people would say, oh, it must be okay to work on a Sunday. She hears the Holy Spirit and it's all right. And he looked at me and said, well, just go pray again. I said, well, I think the answer would be the same. So they come a different day to visit us now. But yeah.
So you talked about your breakfast menu. Yep. You know, when do you serve breakfast?
We serve breakfast 8 to 11, and it's a full breakfast menu. Ham, sausage, hash browns that are, you know, house-made, eggs, omelets, French toasts, hot cinnamon rolls, pancakes, shrimp and grits, just across the board. It's a wonderfully delicious breakfast menu.
And that's from 8 to 11?
8 to 11. And then at 11, we start with the lunch and dinner menu.
So
we hope we'll probably be starting just like a blue plate special in the beginning of March coming up here.
Oh, okay.
But I don't have that menu in my brain just yet. And that's something quick so the guy out on the road can pop in. You know, it can be to go, or we'll have different seating for that, so it can be quick.
Okay.
And reasonable. Good. Yeah.
So you talked about the, you know, like how well the first 8 weeks have worked out.
Mm-hmm.
Where all do you get visitors from that you're aware of?
Well, we are supported just wonderfully by all our local communities. It is Fort Recovery and Coldwater and St. Anthony and New Bremen, Minster, St. Henry, Versailles, Rushi, Fort Laramie. But we get people from Greenville and Sydney, from Troy, from Vandalia, from Cincinnati, from Fort Wayne, just from all over. There was an article about the Do-Good in a paper in Florida. I was like, oh my goodness. But we just have had a tremendous response, which I hope that continues, and I'm sure that it will.
Yeah. So one of the changes, you know, so do you accept reservations? Are you starting to shy away from taking as many?
We take reservations, but there was this word on the street, as the people tell me. People said, oh, we heard you can't even stop there without a reservation. And that's just not true. You know, we want it to be welcoming to all. So we just kind of revised a little bit. There is always going to be some seating just open. We might take 60% reservations, and we will keep at least 40%, so that, oh gosh, let's just go there. You know, there's always going to be some areas available.
Okay. Well, cool. So, and this might be a stupid question, but I always ask stupid questions.
Oh, my teacher always said there is no such thing as a stupid question.
So, what's your goal?
My goal? My goal is just that it flourishes as God sees fit, that the more we do, the more we can offer, that when people come there, they feel his peace and his presence and the love, and that they recognize that there is a God and they are to serve him, that they would be drawn back to a Christian way of life. I mean, that's the whole purpose of all of it. He said it would save many souls, not coming to my churches. I said, well, we have this great mission speakers at my church. For those people who don't want to belong to an established religion, they're not going to go there. But you could say, oh, there's this wonderful place, and I love their cheesecake and their steak, and they would come, and then quietly he would draw them in. They would recognize them there. They might see the quiet scripture in the menu, just all the different things, and their heart would tug at that, like, boy, that's so good. Why does that appeal to you? And then they would themselves desire to find a church or to find Christ. So I guess that is my goal, is just what he wants for it.
Well, I'd say that's a pretty good goal.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. So as you think about, you know, what do your kids think of it?
Well, that's a good question. We have some really wonderful children, and it was a lot for them to take in. Suddenly our mom hears this voice. Mom, you didn't hear this voice the rest of our lives, you know, and you're going to do what? And I'm sure, especially in the beginning, I would think, oh, those poor things are probably so embarrassed by what their mother's doing. But as time would go on and we would talk about things, they would slowly support me. And, you know, Mom, I'm praying for you now. Mom, I hope it's going well. And they come and help. And I think little by little they could see the goodness that is coming from it. But I'm not sure how many questions they might get asked on a given night, especially if they're at their local bar, maybe having a few beers. Hey, what's your mom doing? So I don't know if it's embarrassing for them off and on, probably, but they're a bunch of great kids.
Well, and if you think about things to get embarrassed about, that's a pretty good one.
Yeah, yeah.
So what is your seating capacity?
We seat approximately 150 people.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Last Saturday, which was Valentine's Day weekend, mm-hmm. on Saturday we served 943 people. Isn't that amazing in this little tiny town?
It really is.
That's the Lord sending
so,
them.
So does the Lord have plans for a parking garage in Osgood?
Well, that's all coming. that's being worked upon. We will put some parking lots in, and the town's also being helpful. So hopefully we'll have more parking soon.
Because I just am astounded. I think it was 11:15 when I went by, I think it was on Tuesday, and there are a couple of people I knew walking across the street tooted the horn at them, but the town was parked full.
Yeah.
There was a little bit of room in the post office parking lot, but it wasn't lunchtime yet.
Right. So. And the post office parking lot is public parking there, but, you know, and Winners Meats does a great business themselves.
Yeah. Yes.
Betty's Natural Foods does a nice business. Yes. So it is pretty full most of the time.
Is Betty's building a new building?
They are.
Okay,
they're building across the street in the corner lot, and it would be west of the post office parking lot.
Okay, yeah. Yep.
They had hoped to start last fall, but everything didn't get done. But still, sometime this spring, they should be on their way to building. And then when that is done, then we have purchased the property through them.
Oh, okay.
And then that building will come down, and the parking lot goes there. And this Children's Memorial Splash Park that he told me to put up, that gets started this spring, and that goes behind it.
Yep. You had talked about, one of your next projects is to start a health clinic.
That's just a ministry within our building in the basement.
Okay.
And Midmark has, the Midmark Corporation of Versailles has donated, I would say, probably close to $100,000 of medical equipment. And they're installing that downstairs. And so we have an exam table. We have the overhead lighting. We have the cabinets on the walls and the instruments we need and the just everything, EKG machines and just everything. And so then, like I said, that would be staffed a couple evenings of the week. And so maybe, you know, oh, does Johnny have a strep throat or is it just a cold? You didn't have to take off work. You could just run him in. We actually have a little tiny lab there that Midmark has donated. We can do the swab there. If it is, you know, perhaps a strep, he needs an antibiotic, we can give that the prescription for you, and your only cost would be to go to Walmart and have that filled. Or I should say Calp's Pharmacy.
There you go.
I'm in Fort Recovery.
So, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So, but Karen
or Schwedemann's are also really good.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
Support your local businesses.
Correct.
So, Karen, you seem like a very nice lady.
Oh, well, thank you.
You've got God on your side.
We hope so.
But
I knew there was a butt coming. Why are you saying that? That had to be a butt coming. Here we go.
You're still faced with the challenge of stumping the rocker.
Oh my goodness. Now that would be a miracle in itself, wouldn't it?
that would be a miracle. You may want to, like, you know, fire up your connection with the good Lord here.
I bet he just leaves me on my own, and I'm sure Rocket's going to win.
So
he always does.
He always does. There you
go. We're going to do a quick stump the rocker. Neil, should I do this now, or should I take another break?
Whenever you want to do it. We need one more break in, but whatever you want to do.
So I'll ask the questions, and you guys can write them down. Okay? The topic is the year that these major events occurred in the United States. Okay?
Okay.
The first one.
The War of 1812.
1812?
There you go.
Through 14.
The first one is, what year did Alaska become a state?
1949, isn't it?
No, you need to write it down.
You have to write it down.
I'm probably wrong. 59.
What year did Martin Luther King give his I've Got a Dream speech?
I have a dream. Not I've got a dream. It's I have a dream.
Well, this was something I wrote down about 3 seconds. What year did the Challenger blow up?
Oh, I think I know that one.
That one wasn't 1812.
No, it was not.
No. What year was Watergate?
Oh.
That's before you were born.
Not hardly.
Oh.
It was before Rocker was born, wasn't it?
Yeah, probably was before Rocker was born.
But he knows it. He knows it.
What year was the Oklahoma City bombing?
Oh, my goodness. I think Rocker knows all of these. He just writes it right down.
Yeah, but He does that to just intimidate people. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I got the first one wrong, though.
I'm pretty sure you did, too. Okay. So, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with the answers. And then we'll wrap things up with Karen right after this.
Boar's Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boar's, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boar's Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boar's Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
At Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family and experience a culture like no other, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials for only $5.25. Starting at 11 Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Tenderloin Basket on Thursdays, and on Friday you can choose from our Soup and Salad Bar or our famous half-pound hand-patty cheeseburger basket. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including a New York strip steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented by our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Here are the basketball games coming up this week on Fort Recovery Radio. On Friday, the boys will head to the Stardome in Bern to take on the South Adams Starfires. Fort Recovery Radio's broadcast team will bring you the varsity game live. Then on Saturday, the boys will host Tyler Niekamp's Van Buren Black Knights and will simulcast WPGW's coverage of the varsity game. And it'll be senior night, and all Fort Recovery students will get in free, wear purple. That boys' game has been changed to a noon JV start, so it won't conflict with the girls' first tournament game on Saturday evening, which will be played at Lima Bath at 6:15 against St. Henry, and will simulcast WPGW's coverage of that game. Boys' games on Friday night, then again on Saturday at noon. Girls begin their tournament run with the sectional final game on Saturday night. Get out and support our Indians teams this weekend. But if you just can't get to the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
We're back. Jack Stogler, Rocker Bond Villain, Insight with the lovely Karen Holman from Do Good Restaurant. And we're just blessed with Karen's story about the do-good, and then I expose her to Stump the Rocker. And I feel really bad about that.
I don't think you told me about this when you asked me to come on.
Well, we almost never do.
There you go.
All right.
We want people to say, yes, we'll be on.
So, there you go.
Get them in the building and then...
And then later.
Then get you.
All right. So the first question was, what year did Alaska become a state? Karen?
1959.
Rocker?
I was way off.
How do you know? How do you know she's right?
Well, I misread the question.
But you didn't read anything.
So what's your answer?
1862.
That is not correct,
Rocker.
We hadn't even bought it from Russia then.
At least
it's never
mind. Nice and honest answer. Yep. There you go. That's probably the only one I'm going to get
when
right.
When did we buy Alaska from Russia?
Thursday?
No.
No?
I think that was a Teddy Roosevelt thing, maybe.
That's...
Put it around the turn of the century.
Mm-hmm. That wasn't one of the questions.
Yeah,
I know. All right. The next one. When did Martin Luther... 1959. Karen won. Rocker? I don't know what the hell you were thinking. All right. Number two. When did Martin Luther King give his I Have a Dream speech?
I put 1967.
1967. Rocker?
63.
No.
The correct answer is 1963.
One to one. I had it written down and I scratched it out.
You did? Oh,
I did.
One. Darn it. Well, since you had the right answer,
we will give you credit. That would be cheating.
All right. When did the Challenger explode, Rocker?
January 28th, 1986.
The Challenger?
Karen?
Didn't explode in January of 1991.
January of 1986.
Yes. When he gives the month,
especially if he gives the date. The Oklahoma City bombing.
I just totally guessed. 1978.
Oh, wait.
I think that's a different question.
I flip flop these. Okay.
Yeah, you jumped the gun there, Skippy.
Next was Watergate.
Oh. I threw 78 in. I have no idea.
Yeah.
72, I believe.
I think it's
the actual break-in.
Yeah, it was 70 during the 72 presidential campaign. Yeah,
for his re-election?
His re-election, yes.
Okay.
So right.
I'm just guessing Rocker's right, and I'm wrong.
Yeah. And the last one, the Oklahoma City bombing.
I think we both get this right, probably. 95?
1995?
Sure, let's go with that.
Okay. I think it's 94, but I don't know.
1995.
Okay. I know it's around there.
Rocker, other than your 1862.
A little way off on
I
that.
I had a brain fart answer. You did pretty good.
I think you won, Rocker.
So, well.
Missed the boat on that one.
Aaron? You join a long list of people that have fallen to the to the rock.
Alrighty, well done, Rocker.
So I tell you what, as we wrap up here, so to find out as much as we can about the Do Good, what's the best way to do that?
I would say to go to our Facebook page right now. Our website is not completely finished, and so right now I would just direct you to the Facebook page, and it's just Do Good Restaurant and Ministry, and it should pop right up.
And just go over there any day but Sunday.
Yeah, just go over there and just get a little something to eat, and then leave a nice tip for Sammy Heitkamp this month.
There you go. Yep. And go over there for breakfast between 8 and 11.
Yep.
And on Mondays through Thursdays, you're open until 9
p.m. And Friday, Saturday till 12 o'clock midnight.
So from, because people eat until about 8:30.
Right.
Okay. So
why are we open that late?
Yeah. So is there...
Yes, there's a reason.
A bar? Is there entertainment? Is there...
We're starting to have some live entertainment. It's more like Christian music, really. Yep. But he just said the reason was many times... be quiet. Many times we say, gosh, I wish we didn't always have to go to a bar with our kids after the basketball game, football game, whatnot. He said I was to give them an alternative and to see if they would partake of it. So we're open.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, your story is amazing. The way that you present it is outstanding.
Oh, wow.
And wish you nothing but fantastic things in the future.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for inviting me.
I appreciate you coming up.
Oh, yep. Glad to be here. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Karen. Mm-hmm. And we're going to take a real quick break. We're going to come back and do a... Rocker Top 10, or you don't have one?
I had one. I didn't know if we still have time.
Well, I don't think...
Might want to
you can go ahead and do it now.
Yeah.
We've had all of our breaks.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we've done our breaks.
I have to dig that one out of the trash, then.
You...
There you go.
If you want to see something, you should see Rocker digging his sheet out of the... All right. So what's your top 10 topic, Rocker?
Top 10, and this is for Karen.
Oh, already.
No.
Top 10 inspirational songs.
Oh.
So as I get it out of the...
This isn't going to be like that 11 nails guy, or whatever that was last week.
Yeah,
your 11 finger guy. 11 finger guy.
No, finger 11 stuff either. Number 10, Daddy Sang Bass.
Daddy sang bass.
Sorry, Cash.
And my mama sang rock and roll.
So is that is an inspirational song?
Kind of. If you're
inspired by that kind of thing,
sure.
I guess.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Whatever keeps you happy, Jack.
There you go.
Number 9.
Oh, this might be... Oh, Jesus Take the Wheel.
It sounds like a good song.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, very good
feet. Very good feet.
Number 8. American Trilogy by Elvis.
Elvis.
Jay's an Elvis fan.
Anything that is patriotic scores points with me.
Thank you, Jack.
Good deal. Number seven.
Now, this one might be a little bit off the radar, a little bit. Bout of the Green Berets.
Oh, I know that song.
Yeah.
Also, more patriotic than it is. It's probably Christian, but...
Played by who?
Well, Sergeant Barry Sadler.
Well, there you go.
Very good.
Everybody knows
guys
that.
You're on it.
Well, this one...
Sing it, Army Rocker.
No.
Silver wings.
No, there you go.
On his chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 from the Green Beret.
Hey, good job.
Okay, now we all have to sing this next one, too.
Well, Jack will like this one.
Uh-oh, Barry Manilow.
Not even close.
Oh.
Number 6, we sing it every Sunday, Broken Things.
Oh, good.
Didn't see that one coming, did you?
No,
Jack?
I did.
No,
you know, I did.
That's a good one.
Didn't figure
Matthew you'd... West.
Yes, instead of Michael West, like you said last week.
Shot,
yeah, it's all right.
I made a mistake.
Number 5?
Five.
God Bless the USA?
Oh, good Greenwood.
Yeah. Hey, Greenwood.
That's a beautiful song.
Number 4. Now, yeah, I'm going to catch some flack on this, I'm sure.
No way.
Hero by Mariah Carey.
What?
Hero.
Hero by Mariah Carey.
Sing that one for me.
I don't have her voice. Okay. Even if I wanted to, I couldn't.
You don't think so? Okay. Sophie, is that a good one? So is that bad?
Let's just assume that's really good. Okay. Let's just assume it's really good.
Number 3. Another Elvis type song, but it's more traditional. How Great Thou Art.
Oh, yeah. We're all in on that.
Yep, that's a good one.
I wrote that song.
Did you now?
Nope.
Number 2, even though it's kind of hard to read.
But that is one that actually was, it's more than 100 years old, but it didn't get popular until George Beverly Shea was singing it on the Billy Graham Crusades.
Oh, really?
Around 1950. That's when people actually started having heard it.
Hymn.
Yes, and it seems like it's been around forever, but it's only been around 70 years.
Wow.
For most of us, that's forever, Neil.
Yeah.
Yes, but it's not like most of the other, you know, what I guess you'd call them beloved hymns that have been around for 100, 200 years. Yeah, so...
Number 2.
It seems like one that would be much older than that.
This is, your buddy's daughter. You Light Up My Life.
Oh, that's pretty.
Debbie Boone.
Mm-hmm.
She's not selling bathtubs this time, though.
Oh, yeah.
Unlike,
really? Like her dad.
I was getting ready to buy one.
You just never know.
Who you buried about a month ago.
And number 1.
This one, I think everybody likes. You Raise Me Up, Josh Groban.
Oh, that's beautiful, too.
Rocker, you did good.
I think you did a great job.
See, the same. They don't give this job to chimps.
Thanks, Mr. Letterman.
So
that was one of Letterman's classic lines.
So, with that,
they're just cracking themselves
Rocker
up
and Jack
people.
Are going to close out for Insight. Karen and Jay, we thank you guys tremendously for coming to join us. Stay tuned next week. Rocker and I'll be back for more of Insight. We'll see you next week.
Yep.
Thank you for staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler, right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show was being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show. Thank you.